there's a battle raging over a people and a land. Will you rage with the nations, or will you stand and say, Shalom, this is Nitza Moshe from Remnant Remedy, hosting today's Remnant Mama Show, where we are living and learning a restoration lifestyle. This is part two with the interview with Joshua Waller of HaYovel Ministries, and he and six other gentlemen are touring the Southeast in the month of December to share about how you can make a stand with your hands in the land of Israel to help restore the land and prepare for our future restoration and fulfillment of prophecy. In our last interview, Joshua, you were sharing that even 20 years ago that there were not any vineyards planted in Judea and Samaria, and that has now become an ongoing thing. It's been growing, and it's growing even more. And so please continue.
And so we see this. It's a new thing that's happening that I believe God's doing in this restoration. And that is that he's saying it's these vines are being planted. And right now there's so many thousand vines that have been planted in the last 20 years. And really, the last 20 years, there was a vineyard planted here and a vineyard planted here. Within the last 5 years, there's been massive, massive production of vineyards. This trip we were there, we planted hundreds of new vines in the mountains. So we're really seeing that this is something coming past. It's not just a small vineyard here and a small vineyard there, and we're saying, wow, this could be prophecy. No, we're seeing hugely that this is happening, like in a great, great scale.
Now, if they're producing more and they're going to be producing more, where do you think that's going? I mean, in other words, is there a need for that food? Would it stay within that country, or would it go out? You know, it wouldn't do
much
good.
If
you planted thousands of acres of stuff and then there was, you know, there wasn't a need to consume it or to purchase it.
Exactly. I think in, Amos 9, it talks about the sweet wine dripping from the mountains. And that, I believe that'll happen.
And I understand, as you shared previously with me, that they sell it there locally in Israel and they also export it to the United States.
And it has to be marketed, have to be done, but I believe there's a way that God will provide if he provides to get them in and get these farms going, as it seems that these prophets are talking about happening, that it'll also be consumed and sold and it'll go as well.
Now, primarily, you guys are doing grape vineyards and olive orchards, is that correct?
Primarily, that's the big thing. We've also worked in pomegranate fields as well.
And on the olives, is it the kind of olives that also produce the olive oil?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the main production is with olive oil.
And do they actually produce that there?
Yeah, they do, yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Right there, actually, in Shiloh, ancient Shiloh, most people say, is where the factory, and they'll produce all the olive oil from right there.
Well, one thing that I see, you know, is that for the people that are waiting for the restoration and doing whatever they are called to do in that process, that in a way, you are part of planting the vineyards and the crops that are going to be needed for the people that are going to be returning when the restoration of the kingdom comes.
Yeah, amen. I think, you know, if they're really, as Isaiah talks about the return and how it'll be too small in that day. You know, everybody's going to be saying, you know, there's not enough room. And in that case, there's going to need to be a lot of food. So,
amen. And I just want to say thank you for planting the food our children, our children's children in the future. So what do you hope to accomplish? Number one, what does HaYovel need? And then number two, let's talk about Zion Sake and your tour, but let's finish up, I guess, with HaYovel and what it is they need.
Okay. Well, right now we're in a big stage with looking at building in areas. The government there has invited us to build a location for us to come back and use every year.
So basically a working compound of sorts, or a retreat place where you guys can stay but then go out and work from there?
Exactly.
A work center?
That's one of the needs that we have right now that we're looking at. which is huge for us to be able to be right there in the mountains of Samaria and bring people from all over the nation to come and actually see for themselves what's happening. So it's really a huge thing that's happening. And to have a base right there in the Chambrón is would be a awesome thing. So that's really what we're looking at now. We're and that's in the process right now of happening. I'd say, first off, you know, the hands and the feet, the workforce is much needed, and we had a great harvest this year, but the pruning season is coming in here next. We're having it's an all men's pruning trip from February 1st through March 15th. We'll have a whole crew there for the pruning time.
And I wanted to ask about that. How old does a person have to be, like, for, you know, a lot of homeschool families, and which time of the year would be best to bring the entire family to help so that everyone can help? Because I understand the pruning's a little difficult.
Uh-huh,
does it depend on the age or the skill of the youth that you would bring with you?
Yeah, well, everybody, if youth come by themselves, it's they need to be 18 or older just for liability and reasons. But for 18 and older without their parents, but if you come with a parent, for the pruning, it's good if 13 and older with the parent is okay. But for the whole family, myself, we're very family-oriented. As you see, I'm a big myself, part of a big family. And but so the harvest time is a very family-oriented time. Lots of families are there, lots of children.
What time of the year would that be? Because there's two seasons, right?
Well, the pruning season would be in the spring, February to March, somewhere around there. And then the harvest, we're looking at September, October, November, right in there.
Now, that's for the grapes, right, and or the olives, because we're not talking about barley or wheat, correct?
No, we haven't. We actually haven't done anything in the barley or wheat or any of the grains. We're really only helping in the fruits.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what would they do? Would they just go to hayavel.com? Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
If they wanted
www.hayavel.com. Is the website that you go on and get information
So would you spell that for them?
Yeah, it's www.hayovel.com.
Which means the Jubilee, correct?
Jubilee, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Jubilee.
Well, that makes sense to me that if you're wanting 10,000 people to come and help, that you need a place to put these people.
Absolutely, and that's what the government of Samaria there is saying as well. They're saying, you know, we love what's happening, we love what you guys are doing. We want to see this grow. We want to see people come in here to serve and only serve and with the heart to see this restoration. So and they love it. So it's an awesome privilege to really lay down, like we were talking earlier, to really lay down, you know, everything that we have here. To just go and say, you know, God, we want to bless. We want to bless the people of Israel. So it's just really an opportunity of a lifetime, really, to be able to be there to help serve in these fields. So,
you know, I can't help but think that if we would lay our lives down and love them and serve them with no other expectation, with character and integrity, that one day there would come a time where they look at the fruit and our ulterior motives, you know, without having an alternative motive to manipulate them, that one day they would be able to turn and look at us and say, you know, we want what you have in the Messiah and welcome us as their brothers to live and dwell in the land.
With us, you know, we come in to, you know, like I said earlier, it's just to serve and to bless the people with really no, you know, we're not witnessing or anything in that way. In the place. So really, I tell people really that you know, God's in control. He's going to have his way with his people. He's going to redeem Zion. There's no doubt in my mind. And you know, we don't even, you know, we have our ideas of how that's going to look. We have our, everybody has their theology and things, but we'll all know in that day what it's going to look like. But for now, you can only, pray and see God that restoration comes soon. So
right, and I just think the fact that you and the people that are going are willing to lay their lives down like the Messiah, that if we show that kind of love with no expectation in return, that love will one day win their hearts, which you're obviously already doing if these people are allowing you to come in and return and want to prepare a place for servants, you know, because you can never be a leader or do anything great if you can't lay your life down and serve.
That's where it's at today, just all out service. You know, we haven't seen that in the last 2,000 years. Christianity it's really been, if I could say, brutal to the Jewish people.
Yes.
And the whole, the history is, it's really, really sick to go back and read a lot of these things and to say, wow, no wonder there's such a resistance at what Christianity has done. So we really, really just have, after you go back and look through history, we hardly have, you know, just to be able to be invited to come, and to work in the dirt, you know, is a big thing. Just to be able to be a part of this restoration is a huge thing that I'm so grateful just to be there, in the land with really, like I said, no motive that, you know, we're just here to serve and bless. That's how you vow. That's what we're there to do. So
we'll be back right after this short message. Have you wanted to start a Remnant Remedy chest and be prepared but didn't know where to start? Remnant Remedy has made it easy for you while saving money at the same time with our Remnant Remedy Chest Number 1, which is a basic first aid starter kit of 10 essential oils plus one free lemon oil and a free carrying case. When you order, you will also receive Posey Salem's 70-plus page ebook titled Simply Abundant with 12 Ways to Use the Essential Oils in Remnant Remedy Chest Number 1, your first aid basic kit. Don't forget to download our free 40-page PDF mini reference guide to go along with your Remedy chest. And remember, your purchase helps support your family's health and this radio station's ministry. On your heels are the days of woe. Welcome back to the Remnant Mama Show as we continue our interview with Joshua Waller of Hayavel and Zion Sake. And so tell us about the Zion Sake. Is that zionsake.com, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And that Zion, you want to spell that out too for them, because people want to make sure they get that.
Yeah, for sure. It's www.zionsake.com.
Okay.
So make sure you get the double S there.
Okay.
That's for Zion's Sake tour that myself and several other guys. There's going to be 7 of us guys that are going to hit the road. We're going to just be out. We're going to be sharing about the covenants, the promises that God spoke to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in that heartland of Israel, and to really get people to understand that when God speaks a covenant, that it's truly everlasting. It's not a halfway deal that can be forgotten. It's there, and it's forever and in eternity. So once we understand that, we get the significance of the land. So that's going to be one of our topics there, and then also talking about the Jewish-Christian relationship over the last 2,000 years and really getting a hold of how horrific that has been to the Jewish nation over the past 2,000 years and the Jewish people. And then also talking about what we do, Hayavel, and the work that we're doing there in Israel and seeing the agricultural communities flourish and seeing this restoration to the land. Is really what we felt called to, and we'll be sharing about that. We'll be sharing, of course, other things, but show some videos, like you said earlier about the music video. That's been a neat little thing that we did. This is actually the second for Zion's Sake road tour that we're on now. On the first one, that's where we wrote the song, I Believe. So I wrote this song on the road trip, and it's really just a, you know, after sharing something for, you know, so long on the road, you know, every day we're speaking and we're talking about these covenants, really came alive that, wow, there really is a battle raging over a people and a land. And that's the first part of that song. And that's the message that we're getting out. And then, will you rage with the nations, or will you stand and say that you believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the words of the covenants that were spoken many years ago? And that's where it's at, that that's the whole message of this road trip, is to go out and tell people, you know what, there's a line in the sand. Where are you going to stand? We've got to decide. This is so much in our face right now, this thing with Israel. And will we stand? Will we actively stand with God and his people, It's a big, big question. So really, that's what this whole tour is about, is to get people thinking, how am I going to make my stand? People.
And belief and faith is really an action. It's not just words or an ideology. And I think that's what you guys are demonstrating with what you're doing and what you're calling people out to do. I do have a question. You recorded the song over in Israel, and you have the DVD or the video clip of that, correct, on your website?
Yes, we do. That's on the Zionsec website, yeah.
Okay. Well, I have a question. When you, I think there's 10 of you standing on the hill, and the clouds in the background, did you guys mess with that picture? And have you noticed that those clouds have like 7 fingers like a menorah coming up over the top of your heads?
On Zionsec.com, underneath the song video, there's a video about Zionsec, and approximately 35 to 38 seconds into that video, where you 10 gentlemen are standing up on the mountain, above your heads are these clouds like fingers pointing west, and there's 7 fingers. Anyway, I just thought that was pretty cool.
I haven't seen that at all, but really good friend of ours, a photographer, Heather Myers. And she took all those for us.
Well, so I just want you to go back and look at that. I was looking at it last week, and I was like, wow, there's like these fingers that kind of look like a menorah, and there's 7 of them. But then I counted the guys, and there was 10. But I got the 7 count in the menorah. And then when I went back and listened to one of the clips, it said that 7 of you were going on tour. And I was just like, wow, how did they manipulate the clouds to do that, to go over the earth? I just thought that was awesome. So when you go back, I mean, there's a couple of other little clouds, but they're not in relationship to those 7 that are pointing up over your heads.
Oh, that's something else. I have to look at that. Yeah, it does. It looks like an army's coming to speak with the way the website looks like. But no, what it is, all the guys there, that's the For Zionsec team. We're all, just 7 of us are on the road right now, but like we'll be going out during the summer and different months. There'll be different ones of us guys, of the 10 of us, on the road pretty much at different times throughout the year.
Okay. And so do you guys plan coming? I know you're doing a Southeast tour now. Will you be coming back to do a Midwest or a Northwest tour?
Absolutely. I think around summer months during that period, we'll get some information out about that probably. But during the summer, we'll be out in that area.
Okay, great. Be sure to let us know. And talking about songs, there are other songs in your family or related to your family. The way I first came in contact with your family was through Talitha's song that she wrote in love when she married, was it your oldest brother?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that song's actually awesome. And I've tried to contact them a couple of times because I actually wanted to interview her and him or her for the Remnant Mama Show, because I've just been really impressed with what your family has been doing and how they did the betrothal process and the wedding, you know, doing it according to scripture where, you know, he submitted himself to your father and waited for his father to tell him when to go get the bride and the bride waited. And I just think there was an awesome, wonderful story there. And so actually on the Remnant Mama shows, on some of them, we used the intro clip to the song. I was trying to get permission to use it, but I guess we can use 30 seconds or less.
And so, you absolutely use it. That's great.
Yeah. And then you have Talitha's sister, right? Is Angela and Sam. And they're in the video clip with you, correct? On I Believe.
Now Sam and Angela, they actually produced the video and did the whole, they recorded it. They did it all. So they're very, very talented people there. So
yeah,
they actually recorded the whole thing.
Well, the thing that I've been most impressed, you know, I've been homeschooling 20-something years, and I guess your mother probably has been 2 or more, is to look at the fruit that we've seen coming out of the children in your family and the related families. And I just want to say, you know, thank you. You give a great deal of hope to a lot of other families. You know, we've had a lot of, even in the homeschool movement, you know, we've had a lot of children come up and don't really understand their parents and why they made the choices. And, you know, a lot of our children are walking with the Father and the Messiah. And some of them are, you know, we just want to live life until it gets really bad. And so, you know, I even want to ask, you know, even though I know that Adam and Eve had a perfect parent in the garden, is there anything in particular that you could attribute to that in your family, say, or the families that you know, that, you know, raise up and bless their parents with the type of wedding and betrothals and the purity that you guys have done that your family did perhaps differently?
It all goes back to, you know, I think that mom and dad just really had a vision for seeking God and for our family. And, you know, I can say as the child that I was, for one, I was just blessed with really good parents, but mom and dad are awesome, and just their commitment to God and seeking Him for direction for our family. You know, I couldn't be more blessed to have parents like that, but just really seeking Him in prayer and longing to know His will and seeking His face is really, I guess, what it comes down to in that. So can't really say more than that. That it's just that God does it. It's His work, and if we submit to Him and really just go before Him and ask Him, you know, what's Your will for us? What's Your will for our family?
Right. And a lot of families, though there may be individual believers, they don't always come together with a family vision. You know, a lot of times the father or the mother don't really see the vision for the family. And that's really that's where it starts. We start with the families, you know, the individuals and the families, before we can create a nation or a community that has a vision for the father.
Yeah, for sure.
Amen. Well, you can go to zionsake.com and get the information on the tour. Is that correct? Where you're going to be? Where you're going to be speaking?
Yeah, we're going to have that out soon. We're just getting that together, and we'll have that out on the site probably within the next week or so, for sure.
Okay. And so, how long are you going to be on this tour and in the United States and available in the Southeast?
We're going to start on the 3rd, coming up here, December 3rd, and then we're going to end around the 31st, the 1st of January is when we'll wrap it up. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I would just want to thank you so very much, and if you can put a word in, I really would love to speak to Angela and Talitha one day. I think a lot of people really, you know, there's a lot of young people out there that are coming up, and I think they would be inspired and want to know more about how they went about their betrothal and their wedding vows. And then there's a lot of older people who would just really love to hear that story. And I want to be able to get that story out to those people who would not normally circulate in the venues that you and I would. To me, it's mostly because we homeschool. But there's a lot out there for other people.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do there. They're actually in Israel right now, so
okay.
We'll see what we can get out there.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Joshua Waller, and may Yahweh bless you and keep you, and may you men, young men, just continue to rise up and be the leaders that Father's called you to be, and help restore and get us all back into the land at Father's timing and the way He wants it done, and bless the people in the land.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you. We've run out of time. Thank you, Josh, for being here. If you'd like to listen to the whole song and or their itinerary for the month of December, go to HaYavel.com and ZionSake.com, and let your garments be always white, and let your head lack no shimmy. Shalom.
I believe in the words of the covenant spoken many years ago. Jacob, I believe in the words of the covenant spoken many years ago. I believe, and I will stand. Yes, I will stand for the King. The nation, will you be strong? For the kingdom, for the nation, will you be strong? For the kingdom, for the nation, will you be strong? Baby. Where will you stand?